had a dream that I was at a rally and I was watching Chris with a bunch of other guys, and they were jumping up and down on the seats together like a dance. And it would appear that they were holding each other in impossible ways. And at one point, Chris has his arms stretched out, and it looks like the guys are standing or sitting on his arms. And he's moving and moaning and groaning like, oh my gosh, this is so heavy, this is so heavy. And then he steps out from underneath him and he grins because the whole thing was an illusion. Then later, we're in this cafeteria-like place, and Chris and I are talking about what he had done. And I'm looking at a whole bunch of cut paper, and there was a guy that had written a book on illusions. And you could take the cut paper, and it would be words, or it would be circles, or it'd be different things. And if you moved your hand over the paper or shoved the paper up, it would formulate different images. And if you went back another direction, it would completely change its appearance by how you move the paper. It was all cut in such a way that it would begin as one phrase or word or picture or image, and then as you moved it in the other direction, it became something entirely different. And somehow it could reflect off the ceiling, and you could watch yourself doing it with this paper on the ceiling. Then I'm eating lunch or something and talking to a lot of different people. There's a lot of people in the room and different things are going on. And Carol Kirkwood is with me. And there's this black girl that I start to watch, and she starts entertaining people, and she's doing like these magic tricks with showing people like this big picture. It's almost like a curtain, and that she can move it back and forth, and she gets the people in the audience to do this, but when the audience member does it, an entirely different picture comes up. There's something always different. The whole running theme of the entire dream had to do with perceptions and reality and illusions. And at one point, I'm watching her entertain some people, and she's singing, and she's brilliant. She has a beautiful voice, and she's doing this performance. And then she finishes that, and she comes back, and she sits at the table. And I ask her if she's ever heard of NSA, which is the National Speakers Association. And she hung her head, and she says, well, yeah. And I said, have you ever done anything with this? And she says, well, yeah, a little bit. I was a part of them. And I said, so are you, you're not now? And she said, no. And I said, why are you not a part of the Speakers Association now? You could be making a living with this. And she said, well, everybody kept talking about how good I was. And then she got really kind of emotional about it and had her head hung. And I said, so you're afraid that you have to live up to being perfect? And she says, yeah. And then she gets up and she leaves. So I get up and I follow over to her, and actually I think she leaves the room, and then a little bit later on, I come to where she is, and she's sitting at the table, and she said, how did you know I was there? And I said, that's my gift. And I said, you have to speak. You need to share your gift with other people about the illusion and the message that you have, that everything that you think that you're doing is really actual illusion. It has a message to it, and you can apply it. And don't you see that your illusion is thinking that you have to live up to a perfection? It's all a message. You don't have to live up to the perfection. Your message is that it's all an illusion, and yet you're trapped in that. And she said, how did you know? And then I got very emotional, and I started to cry, and I said, because my gift is falling in love with other people's gifts. I think it's a fantastic dream on perceptions and illusions and how we create things, the entertaining of people. There is a video on Facebook of some women dancing, and they're wearing a costume that's black and white, and it appears that their bodies are dancing in one direction when they're actually not. They're dancing in a whole nother direction. Fantastic video on perception. And fantastic insight about myself of watching and observing what we think is real when it's actually something else. And that my personal gift is and always has been encouraging people and stirring up their gifts and helping them to believe in themselves. And that very thing that I believe is the very thing that I'm the trap of, is not believing enough in myself.